Kevin, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm quite good, thank you. I've got a cough too, so you're not alone. Now, Kevin, this morning, the BBC and Al Jazeera are reporting that at least 250 people have been killed in government airstrikes in the Ghouta province. What is al-Assad hoping to achieve with these assaults in north of Damascus?
Well, Ghouta has been an opposition area since the start of the civil war in Syria in 2011. And the Syrian government wants to clear it out. Of course, since Russia intervened on behalf of the Assad regime in 2015, the Assad regime's grip has become much stronger. But Ghouta is an area which has remained under opposition control, and it's clearly a priority to clear it out.
Do you think that al-Assad has a clear path to regain complete control over the Syrian nation as a whole, potentially?
Well, I think it's very unlikely to be able to restore complete control because there are so many different elements that are involved. Pro-Turkish Kurdish militia in the northwest, pro-American Kurdish militia in the northeast. Residual IS fighters, quite a strong al-Qaeda affiliate which in northwestern Syria. So there are far too many forces involved for Assad to restore the control he had before 2011. But it's agreed that the possibility of him being ousted as leader is now past because the Russian support has enabled him to regain control over a great deal of the country.
Right. Now, yesterday it was reported that al-Assad and the US-backed Kurdish YPG had reached an agreement to join forces to repel the Turkish army in the north of Syria. Why would al-Assad make any moves against his much larger neighbour to the north?
There's been tension between Turkey and Syria at least since the start of the civil war. The Turkish government, particularly President Erdogan, would like to have Assad removed to boost Turkey's own regional influence. So it's not surprising that Syria has moved in to try to prevent Turkey taking over Afrin, the Kurdish enclave in the northwest. So that's not surprising. But there is a great deal of concern that particularly after the Turks fired on some pro-regime militias who were trying to move into Afrin, there could be actual direct conflict between Turkey and Syria. Separately, of course, there's the threat of Turkey to move on Manbij, which is an area to the east of Afrin, where the Americans are strongly present and back the YPG in that area. So there are multiple scenes of conflict and disparate objectives involved. So there's obviously a great deal of concern that given these multiple sites of tension in Syria, that something seriously adverse is going to happen.
Gosh, yeah. Now, if you've just joined us on The Daily this morning, we're speaking with Kevin Borum from the ANU College of Law about new developments in the Syrian civil war. Now, Kevin, is there any chance that Syria and Turkey will end up in all-out conflict?
In such a volatile situation, you couldn't rule that out. Of course, no Syrian armed forces are involved yet. And in fact, there's not a lot of Syrian army left because it's faced so many losses since 2011. But in such a volatile situation, there is clearly a danger of miscalculation. And so it's not at all impossible that there could be a conflict between Turkey and Syria, even if Syria is represented by these proxy militia forces.
And how would large players in this war, like Russia and the US, be involved in a conflict between Syria and Russia? Syria and Turkey. Sorry, apologies.
Yes. Russia, of course, has quite a large role to play. It appears to have been trying to effect some sort of end to the war, which would leave Assad in power, but that hasn't succeeded. They appear to be trying to play a role to dampen down the possibility of conflict between Turkey and Syria. Russia's relations with Turkey have warmed up in recent years because they see themselves as having a joint interest in restraining the regional conflict, particularly in Syria. So Russia does have some influence, but clearly not enough to prevent armed clashes occurring between Turkey and Syrian government-aligned forces. And so although Russia would not be trying to inflame the situation, it's probably trying to dampen it down. The possibility of this sort of clash is quite large.
Right. Now, based on this recent act of diplomacy, do you think there is any chance that Syrian Kurds will reach an agreement with Al-Assad for potentially some level of sovereignty in northern Syria?
I think it's unlikely because Assad would be very reluctant to concede autonomy to the Kurds because that would in effect be a separate Kurdish state. The Turks would certainly be pressuring him not to do that. Russia would probably not want that either because the Kurds are aligned with the Americans. So that is one way that the civil war in Syria could come to an end, but there isn't sufficient pressure being exercised on all these parties, although Russia has tried, but there's not enough pressure being exercised on all these parties to bring about a peaceful solution. And also, of course, the situation has become so complicated with so many forces, both government interests from the US and Russia and Turkey. The Iranians, of course, are heavily involved. Israel's concerned about possible Iranian attacks mounted from Syria. The situation is so complex, it's very difficult to see at this stage a peaceful solution being achieved.
Right. Well, it does sound very complex from what I'm hearing. Hopefully there can be at least some aspects of peace sometime soon. Kevin, thank you so much for joining us.
That's my pleasure. Cheers. Bye.
Bye.